the band Kadavar, and they are a German band formed in Berlin, and this is their track Explosions in the Sky, and you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Beautiful.
Of our Explosions in the Sky.
Wow.
And on the line, we have Squaich Shukluk from Intlakama territory up in the Nikola Valley. How are you doing, Squaich? Excellent, excellent. We thank you very much for taking some time out of your day to speak with us, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on today's topic, which is victory.
Victory is a win. You know, it's battle, sport, debate. But victory made personal is achieving goals. And in order to achieve your goals that you've set out, is you have to go into it with positivity. It's always with the positive. So, you know, even in war, sports, battles, everything, you got to go into it with your mindset on positivity that you're going to win. And, you know, without, you can't have victory being pessimistic. It's just not right, you know, unless the other person just gets hit by a truck or something. But, yeah, that's what I believe. But victory comes with positivity, and in our personal lives, we got that goals that are, you know, achievable, you know, not too easy and not too tough, and with those, each little victory, we become more I guess you can say victorious, but built up personally.
Absolutely. Yeah, and
that's what I think of that victory.
Beautiful, beautiful. We always appreciate your words, and especially today, we thank you for taking time out of recuperation to talk with us.
Absolutely.
And we hope that you'll be victorious over this little under the weather session, but we know you'll be back with us soon. You are a victorious individual, and you've made it through a lot. Every time Hwaiinch introduces you, it's a resume of victory, as it were.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate being appreciated. And I thank you there on the mic, the people in the background, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Well, thank you very much. And we'll say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was White Shukluk up in the Nicola Valley in Intlikatma territory, and brother of regular host of this program, Hwaiinch Shukluk of the Intlikatma Nation. And we are so thankful to hear from Squaich pretty much every week. And like we said, he is a victorious individual in his history, in his dealings, and also in his interaction with us. You know, he makes effort and makes time.
Wonderful.
And is victorious over complacency,
mm-hmm.
which is a big thing, in my opinion. And I think it's probably good for us to have another piece of music here.
I think so too, yes.
Yeah, we've got some lovely guitar here from Brandon Acker. The video itself is titled, Your Ear Has Never Heard Bach Like This. And it's tagged with microtonal and guitar. And in the description here, it says, I custom tuned every note to unlock Bach's harmony. And this is the famous prelude in G from BWV, Bach Werke Verzeichnis, which literally means Bach Directory of Works, 1007, originally composed for cello, but here performed for you on Free Voices by Brandon Acker. And we'll be right back.
Wonderful.
Brandon Acker, your ear has never heard Bach like this. And joining us now live, we have
Mary.
Hello, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Excellent.
You are doing a great job. I love your show.
Oh, it's big shoes to fill, that's for sure.
You two explained wonderfully the meaning definition of victory. And as you mentioned, victory can be community, nationally, locally, or internationally. I love that. To me, victory means creating a world where every child grow up with the same opportunities as the other kids. It means a world where our voices are not just heard, but valued. Victory to me means a world where a woman can live without fear of violence, harassment, discrimination at work or at home or in the society. That's victory to me. Victory can be a very powerful connector when people come together to celebrate a shared triumph or achievement. Not sure if any of you or audience are familiar with Sandy Blackstock. She's from BC, and I'm not sure if you know her organization. Black Stock Story is a great example of national victory. Her tireless advocacy for Indigenous children's rights led to a landmark victory with Jordan's Principle. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know Jordan's Principle. Mm-hmm. A powerful example of what victory can look like in action. Cindy Blackstock is a member of the Gitxsum First Nation and Executive Director of Canada's First Nation Child and Family Caring Society. I'm sure most of you are familiar with what happened. Jordan Principle came into effect in 2016. I'm a youth worker. I work with landowners, the Aboriginals, children and their families. And I remember this in 2016 when the Human Rights Tribunal turned against the government and said, "No, you did wrong." Anyway, in 1999, Jordan River Anderson, a Cree Nation kid, was born in Manitoba's hospital with complicated health issues. 5 years later, he slipped into a coma and he died. He died because, I remember this, because the provincial and federal government couldn't decide who would pay for his in-home care expenses. They basically kept him in the hospital. They wouldn't send him home because the two, federal and provincial, were fighting like, "No, I don't pay. No, you pay. No, I don't pay." And the kid stayed without parents in the hospital until he just passed away. Trapping in the hospital because he was an Aboriginal child. Following his death, Dr. Blackstock and her society brought the community together. I remember one of you was saying bringing community together. That's what Dr. Blackstock did. She brought community together and worked with Anderson's family to create Jordan's Principle, which aims to ensure Aboriginal children have equal access to public services compared to non-Aboriginal children on native land. In 2007, the Society and the Assembly of First Nations filed human rights case against Government of Canada for its failure to provide equitable child welfare funding and to honor Jordan's Principle. Within 30 days of filing the case with human rights, government cut off all their funding. Federal funding was cut off like in 30 days.
Wow.
And they turned to the community and for help. The Canadian government brought 8 motions over 6 years to try to dismiss the case. Finally, in 2016, I remember after 9 years of battle, the tribunal ruled that the Canadian government was discriminating against Aboriginal children in its failure to honor Jordan's Principle, according to Blackstock. This is the only case, that's what she said, Dr. Blackstock said, this is the only case in the Western world where a nation state has been held accountable for its current discriminatory treatment of generation of children and ordered by its own court to stop. The tribunal ordered the Government of Canada to cease discriminatory conduct, and the tribunal maintained jurisdiction over the matter. They took over. In response to CHRT, the federal government had to provide more than 200,000 products and services to Aboriginal children who needed the services. Cindy Blackstock's tireless advocacy for Indigenous children's rights led to a landmark victory with Jordan's Principle, a powerful example of what victory can look like in action. And I'm just so happy when you said the victory is the subject for today. I thought, oh man, I didn't have a story about victory. That's Jordan's principle.
It is a significant case in Canadian human rights law, and also application of victory in a very real sense of correcting a wrong, but also providing a way forward. And like many forms of victory, you know, it took time. There's a documentary for those of you who are interested. It came out in 2016 called "We Can't Make the Same Mistake Twice," and it's an excellent production, and it screened at the Toronto Film Festival. But it's directed by Alanis Obomsawin, and it features a lot of footage and description and proceedings about Cindy Blackstock, and the fact that we have people willing to fight that good fight and being able to sustain themselves for long-term victory. Because sometimes, like we said before earlier in the program, victory can come at a cost of time, years, decades, generations, centuries, kind of thing. So victory may be slow going. However, there are people in society who are willing to fight for that.
Absolutely. For Cindy and organizations, took years from 1999 to 2007, and then 2007 starting to fight with CHNR, not to fight with, but file, and losing all their funds, going to community to gain some funds to continue. It took long. 9 years for Human Rights Tribunal.
Wow.
But they did it, yes. As you said, victory can be costly. Mm-hmm. Victory can be time-consuming and needs lots of effort.
But it's always worth it in the end.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not something to merely hope for. It's something to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
Beautiful. And again, once more for those of you, Cindy Blackstock is who we're speaking about, and the CHRT, that's the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, which deals with human rights cases in Canada, significant issues. Mm-hmm. Jordan's principle, I would urge you all to read up on that and see what a landmark decision that was in the Canadian government recognizing its own shortcomings of a pretty massive scale, an intergenerational scale. And also do check out the documentary that deals specifically with this topic. It's called "We Can't Make the Same Mistake Twice," and it is from 2016.
Wow.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Mary. We always appreciate your words, bringing, you know, a new perspective. That's what this show is all about. We discuss the same topic, but we come up with a multitude of different answers.
Absolutely. I love your show, and thank you so much for letting me to be part of your show.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. All right, we're going to say, we'll say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye now.
Bye.
And that was, of course, Mary from...
Yes, she's the public officer of production, Eagle Nation of Society.
Yes, excellent stuff. And we do also want to specifically give a thanks to that society for their significant donation during Fund Drive last week. We really do appreciate it. We also want to thank everybody for helping us be victorious in raising money for Fund Drive last week. Our current total is a little over $8,000 right now.
Marvelous.
So excellent.
That's marvelous.
And if you missed the chance to donate, we are still kind of accepting those late Fund Drive donations. Please go check out cjsffunddrive.ca, or if you want to donate directly to a program such as Free Voices or other great shows here on CJSF, you can go to cjsf.ca/donate. We're going to play a PSA, and I think we'll have time for one more song after that. Any final thoughts on our theme, victory, today?
That's it. I just already with all the positive conversation we had together, I feel so lightened up, you know, motivated and very velvetish, very soft and eager to carry on my mission on this Mother Earth. And is just a beautiful subject. And I wish the peace for Canada, because that is the land that I'm living, and peace, and also the peace for the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish, my desire is not to face or see any war or difficulties or poverty at this Mother Earth. Peace for the world.
Well said, as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll finish up here with a piece of music for you. Fun Lovin' Criminals, Scooby Snacks, and the band themselves are, I do believe, they're from the United States. I'm just going to quick check where they're from. I want to say the East Coast. They're from New York City, and they are a rap rock band, so we'll see what they have to say. This is their track, Scooby Snacks, from the mid-1990s. And, of course, if you want to catch podcast versions of this program, just go to cjsf.ca, click on the program schedule, and find Free Voices, Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Ben Conovar.
And this is Fahima Jalili.
And we will say bye for now.
Bye-bye now. Have a great week.
Slow down.